This week, I got to speak at two events on the same day. It's very rare that I get to speak at two events on the same day in the same city. But last week it happened. One event was actually for large technology companies selling technology services into bigger businesses. And the other one was for solopreneurs. And in my work, I kind of deal with the full range of businesses. But they were both talking to me at their two different events in the same city in Birmingham in the UK. And they both had exactly the same problem. Both of them had struggled with LinkedIn. They'd struggled with social selling and didn't really know how, why it wasn't working. And so I thought I'd share this because it's a common story that I hear from people. They'd been trying to post content. They'd been outbound messaging. They'd spend a ton of time doing it, doing all the hacks, the gimmicks, everything, and they couldn't make it work. Even one of the people had actually attended one of LinkedIn's own training sessions and been trained by LinkedIn themselves and still couldn't make it work. And despite them being totally different, you know, one's a salesperson, one's a small business owner or solopreneur, they had very different services. They had very different audiences and target markets, very different price points. You know, everything was different, except they had exactly the same problem. And of course, me being me, I relished the chance to kind of talk to them about this. And because this is exactly the problem I fix. This is what I help people with. This is my sweet spot where they come to it and go, I've done all the things. I've done the post great content thing. I've done all of that stuff and it's still not coming together. And I thought I'd share with you why this happens, because it happens to a lot of people. And maybe I'll share some other stories of other experiences I've had talking to people. So the reality is that, you know, LinkedIn is a big, huge place. There's a billion people on it. And whenever solopreneurs, salespeople, marketers start using LinkedIn, the go-to thing that they focus on initially is content. It's a get myself out there, all brilliant stuff. Get yourself out there, get known, get visible, all those great things. But there becomes this eagerness to get engagement. And there's nothing wrong with engagement. I kind of like it myself. So there's nothing wrong with engagement. And but there's something more valuable. Yes, engagement's good. But what's more important is resonating deeply with potential customers. It's far more valuable. And many people, these two included, will focus all their energy on trying to be more visible, trying to get more engagement, doing all that stuff. The theory being is if I get lots of attention, I'll get lots of leads. And literally just a couple of minutes ago, I was chatting with somebody on Instagram and they were saying, in fact, I'll just share with you what they shared with me. I won't mention names because I'm not asked this person's permission, but it's the same principle that's happening everywhere. Content is for eyeballs and the opportunity to start conversations. Can't rely on content for sustainable sales. Inbound is great, but you got to go and make it happen too. There's a lot of this tendency of thinking, if I just get more and more and more eyeballs, that will solve everything. And it isn't the case. It's actually a big mistake to think that way. It's a huge mistake. But getting leads on LinkedIn isn't actually complicated. Getting inbound leads isn't actually complicated. But you just have to resonate with your target audience. So I'm going to talk about how do you resonate with your target audience. So the first thing is, don't play the volume game, as in noise. Don't try and be louder. Change frequency. Don't try and be louder. Change frequency. So signal is basically a transmission that can be picked up at another destination. But often when we put our content out, Whether you're a solopreneur, seller, marketer, you have a service to sell, an audience who needs it. Both of the people I talked to on last week had that. They had a service to sell and they were selling it, one through ads, one through cold calling. So they were both selling something. The product or service was tested. And neither of them wanted to do a kind of pitchy approach to LinkedIn. They didn't want to sales pitch people and they didn't want to be overly promotional. But they needed to get leads. Yeah, they needed to either outreach or get leads. And they'd found that neither of them had actually worked for them. But here's the revelation about this signal noise frequency. If you can get your content in front of 500 people who are exactly the right people, that's worth more than 10,000 broad generic impressions. And having worked on LinkedIn for a long time now, I can tell you that the vast majority of your content impressions, if you're not playing a frequency game, if you're not pursuing signal, are actually irrelevant people. And interestingly, the bigger your account gets, the more irrelevant the engagement becomes. Now, from the outside, I've just put a post on LinkedIn 2-3 hours ago. It's had 49,000 views so far, 428 likes. I feel great about that. Personally, I feel absolutely great about it. But I know full well that a large proportion of the people who engage with that post are not my customer. They're not. And so you will hear the phrases like, the best leads are from the lurkers and things like that. And the logic is that, or the theory is, if I get lots and lots of engagement, I'll get a percentage of more of my customers in that seeing me. The problem is, to get more engagement, you have to go broader, which means you make more noise rather than more signal. And so we want to change frequency and have a very dialed in frequency of our content that speaks exactly to the right people. So posting about broad content to get impressions and reach will likely attract the wrong people. It'll attract more of the people who won't buy from you. And out of 10,000 impressions, it might be only a tiny, tiny amount of people who actually are the right people. So creating content that's actually focused, yes, you might get 500 impressions, but the majority of those people will be absolute gold for you. So you just have to change the frequency. Instead of trying to go wideband and get across lots of channels so lots of people can pick it up in the hopes that somebody, the right people, pick it up, instead, you go frequency. And LinkedIn's been doing a lot of work on the algorithm to tap into relevant content. In other words, that if you talk about particular issues and people resonate with those issues, LinkedIn will match you up. So relevance and resonance of your content. In other words, speaking to the right people. And for some of you, you might be talking to, yes, an audience, a target audience, but it might be too big. It might be too big. And I'll give you an example. I was on a call with somebody earlier today. They're a financial advisor and based in the US. And they can obviously serve people in their 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, 20s. They can serve everybody, really. The problem with that is, how do you create content? How do you position your personal brand to appeal to all those different people? I'll give you a simple example. 20-somethings are not necessarily thinking about retirement. 30 and 40-somethings will have different priorities. People here in low-paying jobs might be thinking about different things to people in high-paying jobs. Salespeople who are earning big commissions might be thinking differently to young families. Yes, you can serve all of that market, but it's hard to cut through and create a relevant message for that market. And without this, your content can't speak to one person. So for an example, let's say I did a post and I'm a financial advisor and I started talking to young families and I get lots of engagement, but actually I now want to talk to financial, you know, sales reps. First of all, my network, LinkedIn's algorithm wouldn't know what to do with me because it would be confusing the hell out of it, being shifting all the time. Number two, I'd have to grow my network all over the show with all different people. So I'd have the hodgepodge network. And number three, people who've seen and experienced my content before, maybe my young family's content, now see my salesperson's content and have no interest in it. And it teaches them that not all my content is relevant for them. Not all my content is relevant for you. Now, of course,